Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, hello, Beamer family. Welcome to week 4 of our Quick Start program. Hey, Greg, can you believe we've already made it to the 4th week of this new initiative we started?
You know, I was just sitting here scratching my head, Belinda, in amazement that we have already made it to week number 4, and the excitement and the feedback that we are getting is just over the top, all the way up to our CEO, Albert Bach. And they pushed it so much during our managers convention this last weekend. That's how important this is. So I'm going to let you continue with the kickoff of today's show.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So last week we gave everybody an assignment of homework, you know, to reach out to 10 people on their prospect list and introduce them to the Beamer, to invite 2 people to a Beamer meeting, because we have the meetings that happen every week, great opportunities to introduce people to the Beamer. And, you know, role play, have the opportunity to introduce the Beamer to people, tell people their Beamer success story, even if it's family. You know, sometimes that's a great opportunity to practice and get comfortable, as well as to get at least 2 people on the Beamer, get practice on conducting an effective Beamer session. So the question that I'm asking the group here is if they did it, and if they didn't, what kind of commitment are you going to make sure that you get the chance to do that this coming week? So, you know, this week is we're going to be talking about follow-up. We're really excited, which we think, you know, the fortune is in the follow-up, and it's so important. So Greg's going to share a little bit about some tips about follow-up. But before we do, I want to remind people that we have the Facebook group. It's called Quick Faith Start IBD Support Group. So you want to go in and ask to be a member there. You do have to provide your IBD number, and you have to let us know if you have attended an academy. If you do not answer those questions, we cannot let you be a member. So you need to do that. And also, if you missed any of the previous weeks, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDF. So want to make sure that you can listen to any of the previous recordings. And today is week number 4 of our 4-week initiative. It is all going to be about follow-up, and we have a couple big announcements at the end of the call, so make sure you stay to the very end. So, Greg, why don't you give the team here some ideas about how they can do follow-up and what kind of follow-up they should do?
Man, I tell you what, Belinda, I have learned so much about the importance of follow-up. And after being a paramedic for so many years, this is something where it's just I explain how important it is when I hear how many people do not receive a follow-up phone call, and they're actually expecting it. And as a medic, it's just like you make contact with a person, you say goodbye to them, and that's it. Whereas in sales, that people are actually expecting you to get back to them. They've got their busy lives, they go on their way, and then you remind them again, and it's that constant drip, drip, drip that occurs. So where we spoke about this last week, but we just really didn't discuss the importance of how this helps with the Beamer sale. And in general, the average person to actually make a purchase with something is 5 to 12 exposures before they actually make that decision. Do you know that 80%, now mind you, 80% of sales occur in between the 5th and the 12th exposure? So if you are not chatting with somebody and continuing to chat with them, you are missing out. They are missing out. You are not doing the due diligence to share something that's going to truly change their lives. So we always want to stay in touch. And I've actually seen this happen, Belinda, on where I've had a booth and I've had someone come up to me, and I'll always ask them, because I believe in integrity, and I will ask them, have you heard about Beamer before? And they will say, well, yeah, it was a couple years ago when I was at this one show, and the person had contacted me like once afterwards, but then I lost track of them, and I don't have their number or anything like that, but I've been thinking about it, and it's like, you know what, it's now time to get something. And I go, so you have no access, you don't remember who that person was? And they're like, no, but I want to get one now. Well, you know what, now that person has lost a sale. If they would have just continued to drip on that individual, they would have had that sale. It is just so, so important. And so also, another thing is, we don't want to feel like we're intruding on them or bugging them. How many times have you felt that? It's like, oh, God, I continue to send them another text message or email. I feel like I'm bothering them. Well, just ask their permission. Hey, Jerry, is it okay if I go ahead and send you some additional information when I acquire it to just kind of help continue to educate you on what this is? And they'll be like, yeah, sure, not a problem. There you got the green light. What's that do for you? It makes you feel comfortable now. It completely removes any of that negative energy out of your mind that you can go ahead and do that follow-up. So just getting permission from the people. Open communication is so, so important. And when we talk about where a person is at, when they say no, it doesn't mean that, no, I don't want it forever. It's just like, I'm just not ready right now. They're not going to share you their private history of what's going on in their finances or what's going on in their lives or different things there. They're just politely saying, no, not right now. So on the follow-ups, continue to do the follow-ups when you get the permission. And we have people that have made sales 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. I have an individual that's in contact with me right now that is wanting to purchase and become a distributor that learned about it 4 years ago, but the individual never did any follow-ups. And once again, this individual has no information on the person that originally showed them the Beamer. Once again, somebody has lost out. So we want to make sure that we keep that individual educated and we kind of keep our name at the top of the list. So just hang in there.
completely
agree.
This is
where sales come from. Yeah. Yeah, so fortunes in the follow-up. I'm going to end with that. I'm going to turn it over to you, Belinda, because I can't tell you how many times I've seen this happen time and time again. And it's sad because here other people have done their footwork of introducing, and then they missed out because they didn't have that skill. That's why we're pushing this so much for you guys today.
Agree. And, you know, I also, when somebody says they're not interested, I always, always, always ask permission to stay in touch with them. Would you mind if I kept you on my email drip list? When I could provide you information or articles that I might be interesting to you? Do you mind if I check in with you every once in a while? You know, there are a few people that will say, no, I'm really not interested. And I say, okay, totally understand. But most of them will agree to that. And that's why you can have that continual engagement. I've had many, many, many people that 2, 3, 4 years later, I'm now in my fourth year, and I've actually had somebody I introduced my first year that decided to join the team and decided to buy a Beamer. So I agree 100%. But, you know, you have to be organized in your follow-up information. And, you know, many people are going to find different ways that are of organization for them, and it has to feel comfortable to you. You know, the simplest thing to do is to get a binder, a three-wing binder, and create different tabs for the way you know different people, you know, maybe someone from church, maybe people that your children are on sports teams with in families or gyms or whatever the case may be. But you can just literally write that down and have that in a three-ring binder. So every once in a while, you kind of go through that and say, hey, I haven't talked to so-and-so for a while, and you reach out to them. Another way is to have it on a spreadsheet, on an Excel spreadsheet, and that way you can do updates and provide information, and you have their contact information and what they received and what you can still send to them. So, you know, those are the non-technical options available to people. But then there are CRM systems that CRM for customer relationship management systems. And there are tools out there that allow you to keep track of things. There are tools that allow you to have to create drip programs. You know, we always say you want to drip on people, not dump on them. So giving them digestible information that you can continue to do that. You know, so I recommend that you keep those lists, but I also recommend that you make a commitment to yourself. One of the things that I do is I make a promise to myself that I am reaching out to 5 new people every week about the Beamer. And I am reaching out to 5 previous people that I talked to a while ago that hadn't talked to for a while. I also make a commitment that I'm reaching out to 5 customers and 5 distributors, the team members that I'm reaching out to. So if you make a commitment that works for you and the time commitment that you are, I actually created a separate sheet that I'm writing down the names of who I'm reaching out to, and I'm going back to that old list that I have that I hadn't talked to somebody for a while. So, you know, there are many, many opportunities that, as we said, you really need to be committed to be talking to them at least 8 to 12 times. Those people that have one email that go out and maybe one text, and I said, oh, I haven't heard from them again, and they shrug their shoulders and walk away, you're just not going to get success whenever you do that. So there's a lot of different options to drip on our prospects. So, Greg, you want to go through a few of those options?
You bet. I'm going to do that. And, you know, I was looking at our notes here, Belinda, and I'd called you earlier, and I see about midway down through this section, we do have you set up to kind of finish up. So I'll get started on this, and we're going to break this section up because it is a larger section. So we're going to go with the flow here. So the options and the drip on how you can incorporate. So number one is we have our lease-to-own program. If a person does not have their own rental units, this is awesome for the brand-new person that maybe they don't even own their own Beamer yet. And so they can use the lease-to-own option, and then there has been a drip campaign that has been put together by some amazing people in our company. We got Bettina Torres. We have Stacy DeVore, which are both regional directors. We also have Leslie Fox. These ladies have put hours of work into putting in these drip campaigns to help you. Folks, this stuff is worth its weight in gold. And not only can you use it once a person gets involved in the lease program, they're going to be in it for 8 weeks. You have got a client that is locked in, and you share with them every week, I am going to do a follow-up with you. I'm going to be in contact with you, and I'm going to continue to give you additional education so that you are getting the most out of what you are using instead of just looking at this piece of material that you push a button on and wondering what is it doing. By the time you get done, you will understand 100% what it's doing for you, and I'm sure that you're going to be feeling the effects, the positive effects of it, and go from there. Number two, in our distributor library, we have a wealth of videos to share, and then also our e-learning, which I cannot tell you how important that is. Folks, we didn't even have that at the beginning. This is something brand new to all of us. And do you even know that, boy, I tell you what, the old schoolhouse teacher, she took the ruler and slapped it across a few of our knuckles because there's even several managers that haven't gone through all their e-learning yet. So I tell you what, reach up and ask them, have they done all their e-learning? And if so, why not? folks, this is all put together to make us that much stronger as a distributor and as a person, because there are a lot of tools in there that just help you out in general life as well. It is that impactful. Next, you have your life.beamergroup.com/8-minute-story. life.beamergroup.com/8-minute-story. And that is one of the videos that is really good on educating people of what the Beamer is. Next, we're going to recall our journey of how we are making our own purchase. I want you to think back of how you were introduced to the Beamer. What type of impacts have that had on yourself? And I know when we were on our managers meeting here this last weekend, one of the gals mentioned how it helped with her swimming. And I'll be honest, I totally forgot how much it helped on my swimming. Now, I would normally swim about 500 yards as a warm-up, and then I would have to put one of those little floater things between my legs because I wanted to continue to work my arms. And then I would swim for a couple hours just using my arms but floating my legs. And do you know that after I started using the Beamer, when I got in the pool, I never had to use a floater again? And that, and then also, instead of breathing every other stroke, I was breathing every 4 to 6 strokes. And that is absolutely huge. My body has become so much more efficient and effective by using the Beamer. And I totally forgot about it. So I'm going to be doing my homework just like you guys. And I'm going to sit down again and realize how many things. And I know my friend Roger Fouch that's back in Des Moines. He's a group leader now. And he did this. And he has got a list of over 20 items of things, how it has affected his life. And he can hold it up to his clients and go, look, here's all the things. And he will be able to tell his story. So then another thing, too, is remember in the first couple of weeks, we were talking about how to do and set up a 30-second, 60, 90-second testimonial for yourself. And this is where it's called the elevator speech, where if you walk into an elevator and somebody goes, hey, so you got a thing on there that says, ask about Beamer. What's Beamer? Well, this is what it is. This is what it's done for me. Boom. Just giving them a quick snippet of what it is, how it affected you, and you want it to where they are going to be going, wow, I want to know more. So you don't want to sit there and continue to talk to them until their eyes glaze over. You just want to provide and have them want more information. So that going on. Now we're going to work into our pace setters and where we can set everybody up, and we want to help everybody get to senior. And the programs that we have for that are absolutely amazing. So I'm going to turn this part over to Belinda because I know her voice is so much more soothing than mine.
Well, thank you, Greg. You know what I tell people when I'm in an elevator, when I'm in a network meeting and they're like, well, what do you do? I say, I change the quality of people's lives. And invariably people say, well, how do you do that? So it's a little tidbit for all of our listeners here. They're welcome to use my line and open up that door for conversation. But you are so right. You know, Beamer is so generous with our very, very generous commission structure of 17 and 25% for our first tier and having a two-layer affiliate. But what they also have in 2021 is the Pace Setter. And it is the Senior in 60 program. So since we're talking to new distributors, we're going to focus on that version of the Pace Setter program. Senior in 60 is for all of 2021. It gives everybody 2 full months to earn 5,000 personal sales points. And you get 1,500 personal sales points for every ghost that you have. So that's about 4 sales. It's taking you to senior, so remember, when you're a junior, meaning you have your qualifying sale, you signed up, you're getting 17%. Well, after 4 sales, you're going to get 25%. So not only do you get a 50% increase in your income, you also get a bonus. So if you get 5,000 points, you're going to get $750. Now, if 2 of those sales were IBDJs, then you're also going to get an extra $250. So that's $1,000 plus you're able to get a Beamer Pacesetter watch. So, I mean, it is a huge opportunity. Those Beamer Pacesetter watches are not very available, and you can only get it if you're a Pacesetter in 2021. So imagine with this being your beginning of the your Beamer career, or maybe it's your restart of your Beamer career, you're going to have something special that a lot of people aren't going to have. You know, we often say that people aren't duplicatable, but systems are, and Beamer has created so many opportunities and tools that are available to people. So, you know, you're going to have to create your own process. You can always refine and enhance it. You know, when I was talking about making a list, I started with 3x5 cards on keeping track of people, and I found that that didn't work so well for me after the list got long. So, you know, find different things that work for you. Go to that life.beamergroup.com. There are downloadable documents. There are videos. There is, you know, if you're dealing with athletes, and get into your distributor library and look at the assets that are available there. So, you know, just do different things, but try to make it easy and effective so that you can help coming along with you to be able to duplicate what you do. So, you know, you also want to always constantly expand your list and looking for people that are you're introducing the Beamer to. So it you can make, what I love about Beamer is you have the ability to introduce Beamer to people when you're living life. So maybe you're in a hiking group or a biking group. I know, Greg, you are big into biking, and you're big into the BNI group, which is a networking group. You know, I also am a member of the chamber. I have different health food stores that we have brought Beamer into, different gyms. I have one of my team members that do it at her hair salon. So, you know, you don't have to look around and see where you are and recognize that you can get engaged in different things. One of my goals this year is to pick up pickleball. I figure it'll be a great thing for me to get some exercise and also introduce people to the Beamer. So, you know, think about what you like to do, and that's where you'll find the people that you will be interested in there. But there's some things we shouldn't do, Greg. So why don't you talk about the not-to-do list?
You bet. And what a better person to pick than for me to do this section, because as I went down our list, I think I can check off about every single one on here that I did. So, folks, learn from my mistakes on this one, because it will pay dividends to you. So here's the first thing. Share Beamer without any time in education. So basically, your mentor that assigns you in, he basically or she has given birth to a new distributor. And just like giving birth to a brand new child, you're going to want to raise them and educate them so that things can be done properly. So until they're senior, you want to make sure that you're by their side and they are learning your skills as you walk them through the process. And I have a lot of individuals that get signed up, and boy, they just think that they can do this all on their own, and they have no clue of what they're doing. And I know for myself, I scared off one of my good friends back in the Midwest because I started going off on all the education, all this other stuff, and I know on the other end of that phone, they were glazed-eyed. And, you know, unfortunately, I turned that person off. And it's taken them a long time now, but they're seeing the benefits now, as so many of our friends now are getting involved with this. So you want to represent Beamer properly. Folks, when you've got that name Beamer on your shirt or what have you, you don't want to come across as person and feeding them a line of you know what, and not being truthful. So we have so much information we can share. That's why this is a turnkey system, where all you need to do is share the material. Let the material do the work. And you want to be able to have a balance with that. And so practice with your family. Practice with your good friends. Be able to be comfortable starting to share things with them. Get your mentor involved with you and have them help you on the practicing. Do it first, because do you think a doctor goes into surgery without practicing doing the procedure first? So think of it also when you're going out and sharing the Beamer. It's no different. You want to be more polished up. And you will learn as you continue to make contact with different people. This is all part of it. So learn how to let the tools do the work. That's why this is a duplicatable process. We have multiple different types of personality traits, but we want to make sure that the same material happens. Because, like, let's say you go into one Apple store or another Apple store. They all look the same. The people are dressed alike. You're going to get the same information in one Apple store as you would the other Apple store. It is duplicatable. Beamer wants to be the same way as well. But the beauty of this is that we can also share our personal experiences. So please do not fake the answers at all on this. Let the material do the work. Be honest and truthful for what you're doing. And because people will recognize that. Another thing is mass media. Do not be caught on radio, TV, putting anything in ads in papers or magazines. This is all for Beamer to do to make sure things are compliant. Let's say that you are working a booth or an event somewhere, and they come up and they want to interview you. You just politely say, that's wonderful that you want to do that, but our representative can be found on this phone number, and you can contact them and be able to get the proper information, because I would hate to speak out of line or do anything improper here, and just politely walk away from that. It's no different than when I was on the fire department. If we had a newspaper or the television station come up to us and want to interview us, we always turned it over to what was called the PIO. You'd always see on the vegetation fires and stuff, there's the guy in the helmet. He's got PIO written on it. What's that stand for? Public Information Officer. It is an individual that is trained properly what to say and what not to say to the general public. And it's no different with Beamer, okay? So that's another thing. The last thing I want to share is do not cold call on doctors or veterinarians. So unless you have been referred and that individual is expecting you to come in, you do not cold call, bottom line. And there's reasons because of this. So let's say you take somebody that has just done manual jobs out in the field, and not to put any other jobs down, but let's say you've been a landscaper, and now you're going to walk in as a brand new distributor, don't know anything about the product, and you walk into a doctor's office. And now that doctor is going to want specific information directly from your mouth. Are you able to share the information properly with that individual? And if not, you can guarantee that doctor is going to see right through you, and what have you done to the value of Beamer? So we want to make sure that we keep everything in a high-quality fashion, and there is ways that we can do that. So these are the don'ts, and yes, we can check every single one of those things off my list, and there's a reason behind all of that. So with Linda, with my tail tucked between my legs, I'm going to pass this one over to you.
Okay. Well, we all learn from experience. And, you know, the thing is, if you have a relationship with a doctor or a veterinarian, it's certainly fine for you to continue that conversation. You can also reach out to our usage board or our usage team at the corporate office and ask them to send a doctor packet directly to that doctor. So, you know, if you already have a relationship, or let's say somebody had an amazing experience and that doctor wants to know more, it's fine for you to engage. But what we don't want is people cold calling, knocking on doors, sending out mailers, all of those things, because you're right. Our Beamer brand is a very, very, very important. We are very well respected in the industry, and we want to make sure we maintain that. And, you know, one more thing, too. Whenever you are setting up a Facebook page or your email or your website, you're not allowed to have Beamer in your name, because we don't want to create the facade that we are working for Beamer. We are all independent Beamer distributors. And If you happen to have Beamer in your email signature or something, you need to always, always state that you're an independent Beamer distributor. So, you know, do not create pages and Facebook pages or any kind of social media pages or emails or websites that include Beamer or any variation of the spelling. That is one of the big no-nos, and you'll have to change that. You're going to attract people to it, and then you're going to have to change it. So you definitely want to make sure that you're maintaining those roles. So the other thing, too, is, you know, to be a great distributor or to have success, you need consistent behavior. So, you know, you got to figure out how much time you're willing to contribute to your Beamer business. And if you are able to, you know, just think about it. If you want to have one sale a month, if every week you said, I'm going to introduce Beamer to two new people, and I'm going to get two people to the weekly online presentations and get two people on the Beamer, if you have that weekly commitment of that behavior, the statistics say that you will, on average, have one sale a month. But that's also you're doing that behavior that Greg was talking about in follow-up. So, you know, think about what you are willing to give in your time. You know, I have a lot of people that say, I want to be group leader, but they're not willing to spend the time to grow their business and do the behavior that is needed. So consistency, consistency, consistency is important for that behavior. And also mindset. Having a positive mindset, having a recognition that you are going to meet your next business leader or you're going to meet the person who needs the Beamer. You know, there's a saying that I love to remind myself and share with my team, and it's from Henry Ford, and it is, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And if you think about that, it's your mindset that's going to make the determination of your success. So, you know, Greg, we are at our fourth week. We know this is a four-week program. We're going to repeat this in April. But this month, we have a special situation because we have a fifth week. So we're going to handle some questions after we're wrapping this up. But do you want to give our two big announcements to our listeners about what we're going to be able to do next week?
You bet. I'd be more than happy to. And, you know, as we were going through our recording today here, I was receiving other phone calls and messages on my phone, so I apologize if I felt like I was being distracted because it's like, okay, great, I'm moving right along, and then my phone would start going off, and it was throwing me off. So I want to give everybody thank you so much for your patience and working with us here. So the big wrap-up is this with our two announcements. Number one is we do have a fifth week this month for our Monday blog talk. And so we are going to be opening it up for a nice review for questions and answers. And we also want to hear your feedback. And we're going to be taking notes and so that we can polish up and we can make next month that much better. And that is our goal, is because this is also helping us, guys. This, we are all a huge team. And even more so, we literally are a huge family. No company like this exists anywhere else where we really look after each other, we help each other, we go across team lines and help other people. It is the most amazing company that could ever be established here. And so with that, we are also going to have a lovely Zoom meeting on that same Monday on the evening, and this is going to be from 7 to 7:30. Now, we don't have this marked down, Belinda, as far as which time zone
that is. Eastern time zone. That's Eastern time zone.
Okay. So on Eastern time at 7 p.m., I'm assuming here?
Yes.
Is this okay, so in the evening on Monday, the 29th at 7 p.m., and this will go from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, we are going to open it up and we're going to have a Zoom call, and that's going to be on the BeamerMeetings.com, and that's plural. So BeamerMeetings with an S, .com, we are going to be having an open Zoom call for everybody to get involved, and we want to just open it up, have a great question and answer also there, be able to see faces, hear how things went, shoot, have your favorite drink by your side, and we're just going to have fun and just celebrate, because this is a brand new era for Beamer to be able to supply another tool for everybody. And then, as Belinda said, both her and I have signed on board, and we're going to do it again for the month of April. And then we're going to be having other people get involved for the following month so that you can hear it from different voices. And we're going to continue this. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have the numbers showing in our Facebook and showing how we can share this with so many people. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to look in and see how many times people have shared this program with other people on the recordings. And remember, that's where you go to the blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. So I'm going to leave the rest up to you here, Belinda, because I know that the biggest thing is progress, not perfection, and just to get started. And we do have some time. If we want to go and do some questions and answers, we can open that up now.
I think that's a great idea. Let's go ahead and do that. And a very patient person, area code 561-561, you are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Tara. Yeah, hi, everybody. Thank you for all those great notes, tips and everything. I'm visiting some friends in Georgia near Atlanta with the Beamer. I mean, I'm bringing the Beamer for the first time to this ranch. And things are, it's really good because people are seeing some results. For themselves, and I ran through my battery and unfortunately didn't grab the cord as I was going out the door to come up here from Sarasota, and I'm wondering if there's any way that somebody could take my number who maybe lives in the southwest of Atlanta area near maybe Griffin or somewhere out there, but
we're
strong and positive for you getting started with the Beamer, and so I would love that. Thank you.
Sure. So Tara, I did write down your number. If anybody wants to call in and raise their hand that they live near the Atlanta area, I'm happy to charge up Tara's battery. Tara, I'm in Savannah this week, so that's a couple hours away from Atlanta. If you want to drive over, but I also will see if anybody knows of anyone in that Atlanta area, they want to raise their hand. I wrote down your number. So thank you so much, and we'll see if we can get people connected with you. Also,
well,
Tara,
I recommend
you put that name, that request in our Facebook group. That may have success there too. And if we can't, I'll call you and give you my number, and you can come over to Savannah.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to go to the next person. So area code 910-910, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi,
910.
Jane McLaren. Yes?
Hi, Jane.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I love all the tips. I also heard on another Blog Talk to back up and highlight keeping positive. And I thought this was really good, and it worked for me too. She said, I always keep a smile on my face when I do calls. Even though they can't see me, the smile on my face makes my voice brighter. And by the way, I have a smile on my face right now. And I think that's a really good tip. Now, I also have a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I'm doing my backups and keeping track, and I'm pretty pleased. I have a lot more backups to do, and but I had an appointment today and one last week, so things are going well. I have never, Belinda, heard of the doctor packet. I'm in the equine industry, and I run into veterinarians that might be at the barn where I am, working on a horse, what have you. I know some of them, but I don't know them all. I can call support, of course. I understand that. But why haven't? I'm always on Blog Talk. Why haven't I heard of the doctor packet?
So the doctor packet is more for the human beamer. It isn't necessarily focused on the equine beamer, but in the equine space, there was a fantastic study that was just released on March 11th. It is in life.beamergroup.com in the equine section, so that would be a great video to send. The doctor packet is talking, it does share what Beamer does. So as long as you, and you're speaking, we know that the equine Beamer does for horses what the Go set does for humans or the Pro set does for humans because we're dealing in the microcirculation of both. So if you called the, if you reached out to the usage team at our corporate office and you just make that choice when you're making that call to the customer service number and you make a request, they cannot send it to you. They must send it directly to the doctor. So you'll need to provide the doctor's name, their designation, their address, their email address, their phone number, their office, their practice name, because it can only be sent direct to the doctor from the corporate office. So that's part of FDA requirements. But if you call them, I know they'll take care of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome, and I hope you have a great day and good luck with everything you're doing. So, Greg, we are at that 3 minutes before they shut us down. So let's do a couple reminders of everybody. We will have our fifth week. Next week we have no agenda. We are just there for questions and answers. So we're going to be posting on the Facebook group later today the list of the conversations we had over the last 4 weeks. So you'll have the opportunity to take a look and see if you missed anything or if you have any questions about anything. And then we're going to have that, and that's a normal Blog Talk time at noon on next Monday. We're going to just open it up for questions and discussions. And then that evening from 7 to 7:30, we're going to have a quick little wrap-up call, answer any other questions that anyone may have. We would love to hear some of your success stories of applying this in practices and the homework that we talked about. But we're also interested in learning anything that we could learn from you, because this was Greg and I did this for the first time. And so we would love to hear what you think, and if there's any suggestions for improvement, we are open to hear that. So, Greg, do you want to do a wrap-up and a close-up for us?
Boy, you know, I can't believe that we've already made it through 4 weeks, and a huge shout-out to everybody that helped make this happen again. And I feel bad. I don't have all the notes in front of me of all the besides Casey and Belinda for your guys' hard work, but I know we also had Claudia Fields, we had Nancy Pellegrini, guys, can you remember the others that
Lisa Diamond was part of this as well, of creating this curriculum.
Yes, and everybody put in so much time and effort to make this happen. And once again, just a very simple reminder of what Belinda shared with you from, you know, Henry Ford, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. And that is so powerful. So when you wake up in the morning, have some goals set for yourself. Don't get altered from that. Don't be like a pinball bouncing around just off of other people throughout the day and not accomplishing what you want to accomplish. Set your goals and accomplish what you want to accomplish, as well as helping other people. And you'll be surprised how much farther each and every day that you'll be able to get ahead. So with that, Belinda, I want to thank you for being the most amazing host on being able to accomplish what we've accomplished. And we've only are just beginning. And with that, we're going to continue to grow and develop and we are going to make some future superstars within the Beamer family here.
And you know what? We're going to have a live convention this year, so we may get to meet some of them in person, too. Glad to do this with
you. There you
go. Thank you, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.